Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Urban Therapy, baby. Good. Something that we all have experienced, whether we have experienced it personally or in the third person. You know, what we're going to talk about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show is revenge cheating. Revenge cheating. What do y'all know about revenge cheating? What do you know about being cheated on by somebody and feeling really bad about it, whether you blamed yourself for it, whether you blamed them for it, whether you felt like whether you feel like you treated them great, you treated them spectacularly, you treated them royally, you gave them the red carpet treatment, and they backdoored you and messed around on you to the degree where you found out about it, whether you caught them in the act or from rumors and talking, or whether they actually came to you and confessed. What do you know about experiencing that and saying to yourself, you know what? You did that to me, I'm going to do it to you. You did that to me, I'm going to do it to you. You did that to me, I'm going to do it to you. This is what a nigga like me about to do. I said, revenge cheating. Yeah, I'm going to do revenge cheating. Yeah, I'm going to do revenge cheating. Yeah, I'm going to do somebody just like you. I do it to you. Many people have done it. Many people have done it, and some people have said, okay, well, it was a one-off. I did it, blah, 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 blah. A lot of people say, I did it. I'm not proud of myself for doing it, but I was hurt at the time, and I felt like it was the only thing that I could do in order to deal with my pain, in order to strike back, in order to reach out, in order to do something. Some people have gone on and revenge cheated. The question we're going to ask today is revenge cheating a remedy? Does it work? Does it give you the fulfillment that you're looking for? Does it give you the relief that you are seeking from the hurt that you may be feeling and the way that you are reeling from the infidelity that has been perpetrated against you? Perpetrated against you. So what do you know? What do you know about treating somebody good, you know, keeping it 100 with them, showing them love, showing them affection, being accommodating, making sure you're the type of woman that makes their plate at the cookout without them having to ask you. Doing what you know that you're supposed to do, whether you do it in a cookie cutter way or whether you do it in another way. Bottom line is you held them down. You held them all the way down. You did what a woman was supposed to do, or you did what a man was supposed to do. And they just took your little itty-bitty heart and crushed it, snatched it out of your chest and stomped on it on the ground and just squoze. Squoze all of the blood out of it, all of the lifeblood out of your heart. So you decided, all right. Two can play that game. I'm going to go ahead and do what you do. Well, see, here's the thing about doing what somebody else has done. You have to understand that the motivation that somebody else used to do what they did is not the same motivation that you're going to use in order to do what you do. And that's where the problems can really come into play. It's not as easy. It's not as easy to be a revenge cheater when you haven't really thought about what it's going to mean to you. First of all, when you revenge cheat, you involve another person. So you're cheating with somebody on somebody else. It's a three-ring circus. It's a triangle. You're cheating on somebody with somebody. Now, does the person that you're cheating with know that you are still attached to the person that you're cheating on? Do they know that? Are they okay with that? And are you okay with them being okay with that? There's more to this story that you have to deal with than meets the eye. Because not only are you allowing yourself to turn into the person that you have contempt for, which is the person who cheated on you, but now you're going to be dealing with somebody who knows what you are doing to the person who did it to you, and you have to be okay with them being willing to do that to the one that you still love without them falling in love with you, because you're probably looking for a one-off. This revenge cheating that you're doing is not for the long haul. You were just trying to, you know, you felt like you got punched and you was trying to punch back. You got punched, pow. You was just trying to get back. You know, you might not have calculated your whole future. You know, like, if you're a woman, maybe that handsome man at the store, at the laundromat, one of your coworkers been giving you the eye, been throwing hints at you, been giving you the kissy face and you know, whispering little sweet nothings, like, well, you know, we can just be friends. So the person who has seen the good in you because you were not cheating, now you going over them and introducing them to yourself as being a cheater. This thing can weigh a little bit more on your soul than you may have given it credit for. Now, if you're the type of person that don't give a fuck, that don't give, let's say you are the type of person, well, like, two can play that game, and yeah, I have as much ruthlessness in me as anyone else does. Okay. If you have the same amount of ruthlessness in you as the person who cheated on you, then possible that them cheating on you in the first place kind of is justified? Or do we say, yeah, I'm ruthless, but only when done wrong? When I'm done right, I am Sister Mary. The real Sister Mary. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's a lot to unpack. There's a lot to unpack when we're talking about revenge cheating. This is not an easy subject. You know, being able to do something is one thing. Being able to keep yourself from being affected by what you do is a whole other thing. And that's what we probably have to deal with when we talk about revenge cheating. Revenge cheating, woo! Woo, 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 woo! So that's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad y'all here. I'm feeling a lot better today than I was yesterday. Man, yesterday I was going through it. I was, you know how you are so tired, fatigued, and possibly even stressed out that, you know, your head is in a fog. Has your head ever felt heavy? And have you ever been tired and sleepy and still restless? Like, you just all over the place. Well, that's kind of how I was feeling yesterday. So I had to climb up out of the muck and the mire. And on top of that, my allergies was like, pow, pow, all body blows. They wasn't hooking and jabbing. They was, oof, oof, coming. Yeah, it was giving it to me like that. What's going on, T. Carrie? Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. And Savoy, my build and destroy. Savoy, build and destroy. What's going on? I know I must be talking about something this morning because people come like, what you doing here? What you doing? You know, Savoy only pop out when something happens. Like, well, who? Did someone call me? What's going on, Savoy? What's going on, Savoy? And Manifest Reality. What's going on, Manifest Reality? Savoy says, so the motivation makes a difference of the reason why they cheat? Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to say this, Savoy. The difference being the motivation is what separates everything, because cheaters cheat. They don't need a reason. No, this is what they do. When a person tries to revenge cheat, they're trying to duplicate that energy that the natural cheater has done. So, like, the revenge cheater wants to get the cheating off and get it out of the way. Not only that, but the revenge cheater wants the person who cheated on them initially to find out. They want them to know, because it ain't going to do nothing for you. Like, first of all, in order for you to cheat, you got to want to cheat. It ain't even cheating if you ain't want to do it. Why would you do it if you ain't want to do it? So that's what we're dealing with when you talk about cheaters. Natural cheaters, they ain't got a revenge cheat. Natural cheaters don't have to revenge cheat. They just go over to the person's house that they've been cheating with anyway. Only for a revenge cheater, I mean for a natural cheater to revenge cheat, because let me make sure y'all understand this. Just because a person cheats does not mean that they're heartless. It doesn't mean that they don't get they heartbroken or that they don't get their feelings hurt, because they do. They do. It's just that they're selfish. It's just that they're selfish. So the people who aren't selfish, the people who don't cheat, the people who don't carry that character flaw, they don't understand the motivations, the inner workings of the cheater. So cheaters get their heart broken and their feelings hurt all the time, but they don't revenge cheat because of it, unless it's like so extreme, you know, because I've heard cheaters rationalize what they've done like this. Like, yeah, I messed around and, you know, I was doing my thing, but I ain't never messed around with nobody that she knew, or I ain't never tried to push up on a cousin or her brother, whatever. She fucked my brother, my blood brother. So, you know, a natural cheater might get revenge by trying to push up on your cousin. Like, yeah, well, I knew her cousin before I knew her, and her cousin always wanted to give me some ass, so I went ahead and I had sex with her cousin. All right, revenge. The thing is, natural cheaters are going forward with their cheating. Revenge cheaters are looking for an end. They're looking for a quick in and out. They ain't trying to start no whole new relationship. They're looking for relief. They're not looking to be on medication. They're looking for an aspirin, a Tylenol. They're looking for a painkiller. You understand what I'm saying? You know, there's a big difference between being on blood pressure medicine or insulin or what's that shit? Coumadin. That's what heart patients have to take, those blood thinners, Coumadin. Like, those are long-term medications. This is a way those medications are a way of life for you for a time until you get your health straight. But we talk about painkillers. We talk about, listen, I twisted my ankle yesterday and I'm hobbling around here and it hurts. So I need something strong. I need some 800 milligram ibuprofen. Let's get to that. You know, so it's different. The cheater is looking for the long-term medication. They got relationships that they are carrying on. The revenge cheater is looking for the pain medicine. They just looking to feel better. They haven't thought like, okay, if I fuck this nigga or if I fuck this chick, they not thinking like they going to start liking them. Like the person is going to start liking them and wanting to spend more time. You know what I mean? They haven't calculated how they're going to enter another person's life. They haven't done all of that mental work. They was trying to get relief and hoping that the person that they revenge cheated with will, you know, just give them that quick relief. Like, I know you ain't really like me. You just wanted to fuck me, right? Like, yeah. They don't know, like, no, that's not what they wanted to do. And God forbid they like your sex. Oh, now you done opened a whole can of worms. Now you done became the thing that you was rebelling against. So you dealing with a man or a woman that's not that's taking you for granted, and now you trying to keep from taking somebody else for granted that you used temporarily, somebody that you took advantage of. Yeah, revenge cheating. That's why the title of this show is Revenge Cheating, and it ain't as easy as it seems. It ain't. For a cheater to become a revenge cheater is not easy. The mental work, the emotional ramifications, the price that it pays on your soul. Your soul. Your soul, brothers and sisters. That's what we're talking about when you start talking about trying to be a revenge cheater. Or a revenge hoe. You know how women be like, and I ain't even mean to get to this bag this soon. You know what? So before I get to that bag, let's do the intro. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, busting up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the... Well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show, all up in your area. And we are talking about revenge cheating ain't as easy as it seems. Revenge cheating ain't as easy as it seems on the surface, outside. You know, if you've never done this before, revenge cheating looks like that's the thing to do. Somebody hurt you, you hurt them back. Somebody betrayed you, you betray them back. Somebody disses you, you diss them back. Somebody hits you, you hit them back. Okay. Okay. Well, you know, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Are you ready? Are you ready for that equal and opposite reaction? A lot of people don't give it a lot of thought. So I started to talk about revenge hoeing. You know what I mean? Have you ever dealt with a hoe? Have you ever dealt with a hoe? You know, a straight up hoe. I don't care if it's male or female. Somebody who is sexually promiscuous, don't seem to feel no kind of way about it. And, you know, you've tried to reform them, or they've convinced you that they are reformed or whatever. And you realize like, oh, they out there. They out there, out there. They out there, out there. And you decide, well, you know, because a lot of women who have encountered, have been with a man who was sexually promiscuous and being a cheater to them and all that, they say, well, you know, a woman can do the same thing a man can do, but a man can't put up with it. A man can't handle it like a woman can. A man can't handle being what he does to a woman being done to him. So, you know, that's what women say. But they say a woman can do the same thing a man can. And I say, you know what? Physically, she can. She can go out there and fuck a bunch of niggas. Easily. She can go out there and fuck a bunch of niggas. But will she be able to come home and get into bed with her nigga and sleep like a baby like a man can do when he go out there and fuck a bunch of women? Because he can do it. He can go out there and hit this one and that one and that one and that one and come home and still be in love with his wife. I know that sounds crazy, but in his mind, he can do that. Come home and... I'm not so sure women can do that because of the tag that they place on their soul. The hit. That their spirit, their soul, and their emotions have taken. Because here's the thing with revenge cheating. Or in this example, revenge hoeing. Here's the thing with that. First of all, you got to want to do what you're doing. Because if you're doing something other than what you actually want to do, then you're making it a job for yourself. Now, are you going to be able to do this job well? You know how, like, at your regular job, the jobs that you do every day, the jobs that you're used to, you know how to do them. You know how to do them well. The new jobs that are introduced to you that you may not be familiar with or that you don't really like to do, you're going to try to get those jobs over with. You're going to try to get those jobs over with. Whether you do those jobs first and get them out of the way, or whether you save them for last, hoping that the bell will ring or somebody will go ahead and do the job for you, or you can find some way not to have to do that job. Either way you do it, you want to get the jobs that you don't like to do, the work that you don't like to do, out of the way. So when it comes to revenge cheating, you may be trying to get back to your normal feeling, to get back to your normal manageable emotions. And if you're revenge cheating, then if you're not a cheater on the inside, if you're not motivated or even like the person that you're dealing with in the cheating, but trying to achieve an end, you may find that this is work, and this is the work that you don't want to do. So let's say you cheat with somebody, and the sex ain't even good. So it's like, ugh. Now you know, ain't nothing worse than bad sex with somebody that you do like. That's bad. But bad sex with somebody that you were on the fence with in the first place, and you might have to go and do it again because you were trying to show your man or your woman that you can do what they did to you, you can do to them what they did to you. That don't sound easy to me. Sounds like Houston, we have a problem. Let me see what y'all talking about. Manifest Reality says, been missing your lives. I'm glad you're here. She says, wow, revenge cheating. May Allah continue to heal you, sir. I'm drinking my tea right now. This is good stuff. This is olive leaf. Red clover and spearmint. This is got the good raw honey up in here. Got my lime floating around right there. We good. Plus, this is quite tasty. Quite tasty. All right. She said, they really do not just like abusers. They just play cat and mouse games. I hear that. All right. Okay. Savoy says, knowing that you can hurt a cheater, why not revenge cheat then? First of all, how can you be sure that you're going to hurt the cheater, the one who cheated on you? See, that's the question. In order for this revenge to be a real revenge, you have to get revenge on the person. Like, they have to know what's hurting them. Like, if the person that cheated on you don't know that you're cheating on them, it don't hurt them. It's business as usual, day to day. Like, how they going to know? What? Well, because maybe you withhold sex from them. They don't know you if you cheating, no. They don't know. So you got to want them to want, you have to want them to know that you're cheating, because it won't hurt them no other kind of way. Now, are you ready for the fallout? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you ain't a cheater, you don't want nobody to ever look at you as a cheater. People who don't cheat normally do not want that price tag on them. They don't want that identification thing on them. They don't want that. They don't want to wear that ID badge right here. They don't want to, you know, they don't want the little sticker to say, "Hi, my name is Revenge Cheater." They don't want people who don't cheat. Usually do not want to be associated with ever having cheated. Usually. That's why revenge cheating can be hard. Because even if you stay with the person who cheated on you, and a lot of people, most people actually stay with the person who cheated on them. They work it out. And I mean, I'm not even against that. You know, they work it out. And I'm all about black love being worked out. However, if it equals and adds back up and back to black love, then I support it. But it got to equal up to black love. It can't just be that other shit. So later on, when they get into an argument, they don't the person who doesn't cheat does not ever want the cheater to be able to say, "Yeah, well, what about when you did this, that, and the third?" They don't want that. They want their slate clean. Clean. Like, nigga, this is what you do. Bitch, this is what you did. This is what you do. I ain't never do nothing like that to you. That's normally what non-cheaters want to be able to say. They don't want none of that stain on they don't want that loss on their record. If they want to go through their whole season undefeated, nope, I ain't got no losses. I'm not like you. They want to be able to say that normally. I'm not like you. Yeah, you did this to me, but I never did that to you. Now, other things I might have done, but I ain't do that. That's your work. That ain't mine. See that nasty work over there? See that nasty, sloppy, dirty, maggot-filled, you know, shitty-smelling? That's you. That's you. Over here? Uh-huh. Mine might be a little dusty, but you know what? We can just take this cloth and... Yeah, look at that. Shining. Shining. Give me that Windex. Oh, Windex ain't going to do nothing for that shit. For that, we need bleach. We need water. Matter of fact, make sure the water is warm and hot and all that kind of shit. You know, we need disinfectant. My shit. Yeah. Matter of fact, you see this mouse right here? You see this mouse? This mouse is a little dusty. Yeah. Hold on. Got some simple green over here. Yeah. Get my mouse right. Yeah. Yep. Yipper. We good. I can easily clean up my shit. My shit was just a little dusty. Had a few fingerprints on it. Oh, my God. We got to do something about your shit. Your shit? We got to do... Ugh. My Lord. My God. Shit smell like you ain't cleaned out the litter box in a few months. You're nasty. You nasty. Not me. Not me. Not me. Okay. All right, let's go. Let me go. Let me read y'all comments. All right, so T. Carey Wright says, once... Oh, let me put my Windex away. Oh, I almost put it in the shit. My bad. That's too many things showing in the camera here. It's too many things in the shot. We good? Okay. Make sure some certain things ain't in the shot. You good? Okay. All right. T. Carey Wright says, once I was mad that my ex-husband cheated, so I allowed a guy to flirt with me disrespectfully you, and it was so unfulfilling. I'm not built to revenge cheat. Yeah, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. Manifest Reality says, but I know at times we reach points. True, true. People can take you there. Life can take you there. Situations take you there. T. Carrie Wright says, at Manifest Reality, it was because it went against the standards that I have for myself. And that's what I'm talking about. Your soul got to be ready. If your soul ain't ready, Manifest Reality says, I am Aquarius. I just walk away, which is what irritates many, many folks with me. Yeah, a lot of Aquarians do walk away, but a lot of them stay. A lot of them stay. Aquarians will walk away. They'll walk away where they can walk away. They don't walk away from everybody. You know, they'll have you thinking that them and Geminis will have you thinking that they can just turn it off. I've seen it when it's off. I've seen it when it's on. But that's just being human, though. But yeah, y'all can definitely pull off an aloofness that is enviable by all the other signs. Let me see. Savoy says, personally, I've never revenge cheated. I've really thought about it, but I chose to leave. That's what I'm saying. That's what, because you knew, like, yo, all right, yeah, I can go cheat with this nigga that like me, but then I'm going to have to deal with that nigga, and I don't want to deal with that nigga. You know what I mean? Now, you know, like, that nigga start liking me. I'm already giving my body to him. Yeah, you know, he might be all turned out. Now I got to turn my phone off. He turned out. I got to turn my phone off. Now I'm looking like the person that cheated on me. And I ain't really with all that. Okay. Manifest Reality says, I'll give them many chances, but when I am done, it is over. No more. No more talking and no more explaining. Sounds fair to me. T. Carrie Wright says, my best revenge is my silence and my absence. Manifest Reality says, I was raised on a farm, riding a tractor early morning with my grandfather. Baby learn as much as possible. Do for self. I hear that. That's dope. He says, all this with these folks now is insane. Mm-hmm. Stacy White, what's going on, Stacy? Stace? And Savoy says, revenge cheating is telling them, I've seen women, wait a minute, revenge cheating is telling them, I've seen women do that. It was ugly and they stayed together. To me, it's toxic. Oh, it's definitely toxic. Mia Cunningham. What's going on? Mia. Oh, here we go. Mia says, Manifest Reality, I feel you on walking away too. Sometimes it's easier to just leave. What's the little thing with the squiggly lines? What's that little symbol with the squiggly line? It wouldn't have anything to do with, I don't know, January 20th to February 19th, would it? It's really February 18th, but who's counting? All right, Cal Chamberlain. Oh, God. Carol Chamberlain, mi favorito. Oh, God, it's an Aquarian invasion. See, I'm talking about revenge cheating. Nobody want to talk about revenge Aquarianism. Revenge Aquarianism. Like, I'm an out Aquarian. You. All right, you want to be an Aquarius? All right, I'm going to show you how to be an Aquarius. All right, I'm going to show you. You want to be an Aquarius? Okay. I'll show you an Aquarius. I'm an out Aquarius you. I'm a revenge Aquarius you. I'll show you. I'll show you. All right, anyway, let's keep it going. See what happens when you don't plan correctly? All right. Stacey White says, just like my soulmate, revenge cheats don't take me out of my character. I can dig it. Carol said, it's a sigh of Aquarius. Did you mean a sigh or a sign? You probably meant, you know what? We're going to go with sigh, yeah. You know, Master P made you go, Aquarius made you go. Mia says, absolutely, we the best. I want to see who's rating that. Carol says, we in the house, Omar. I know. I told y'all to go outside. Mia's talking about some hush up, oh. You know you love us. I like my mom and my sister. Carol says, sign, Omar. You know, nope. It's a sigh. It's a sigh of Aquarius. Shit. But anyway. Anyway, back to the topic. No, this whole revenge cheating thing. Trying to do what somebody else has done, even if it's a good thing, is not an easy thing to do. Trying to do what somebody else has done, even if they've done the right things, the good things, the helpful things, the constructive things, it's not easy to duplicate somebody else's actions, even if they are doing God's work out there. But when you're trying to duplicate the pain towards somebody that they have inflicted upon you in the way that they inflicted it upon you, you may not have calculated the risk and the work that needs to be done in order to achieve that end. You're the one who's trying to feel better, and you feel bad because of what somebody has done to you. So you may not have thought like, okay, now I got to go do something with somebody else and have them approve of what I'm doing with them to hurt somebody else. I mean, because it becomes simple. Do you, or can you be comfortable, knowing that the person that you are cheating with, or the person that you are revenge cheating with, is the kind of person that's okay with you revenge cheating with them? Are you okay with that? Because you might not be. You might not want to deal with people who deal in that kind of shadiness. Because you might be thinking, okay, if this person is okay with helping me get my husband back, and they're willing to be a pawn for that, if this husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, as I'm kicking it with this person who is willing to be unscrupulous, what will happen if I get myself into deeper trouble with this revenge cheat? Are they going to bail me out? Is the person that I revenge cheated with going to bail me out if this totally goes left over here? If it totally goes left with my spouse, with my man, with my woman, are they going to bail me out? And do I want to be bailed out by them? Like, am I revenge cheating with somebody that I want to be with? Because if I'm revenge cheating with somebody that I want to be with, then I'm not really cheating. I'm transferring. And am I ready for the transfer? I might ain't ready for no transfer. Like, I was just trying to get my shit off. I was just trying to feel better. I was just trying to make somebody feel, somebody who hurt me feel like I was feeling. That's all I was trying to do. I wasn't trying to start no other life over here. I got shit over here. This is where my stuff is. I don't have it over there, and I ain't sure if I want to take it over there. You know how people who have cheated on their spouses or they men and they women to get together, like you was cheating on your man, I was cheating on my girl, and that's how we got together. You know how hard it is for them to establish trust of each other as they go on with each other. You know, it's hard. It's hard. It shouldn't be as hard as it is, because if you really left the other person to be with the person that you're with, it shouldn't even be looked at as a cheat. It should be looked at as a transfer. I'm rescuing you. You rescuing me. We wasn't cheating. We were going through the trials and tribulations of what it took for us to be together. So we couldn't be together in the way that we wanted to be together as soon, or in the way that we wanted to be. So we had to go through extreme measures in order for us to be together. But now we looking at each other sideways, like, well, the same thing that somebody do to somebody else, they'll do to you. And that's the person that you chose to be with, right? Somebody that you would even let that kind of thought creep into your mind. That's what you're doing. So you had had it with your girl. You had had it with your man. You had it. And you was kicking it with the person that you wanted to be with. Whether by revenge, whether by love. But this is what I'm talking about. Are you ready for what is going to come out of it? Does your soul have the stamina and endurance to stand up to the easy fix or the instant gratification that you're looking for? Because you are looking for relief of pain. You're looking for pain relief. You ain't looking to be on no medicine. Nah, son. You don't want to be sick. You want to get rid of this pain. All right. Emily Dunlap is in the house. Wow, she's about to turn it out. She says, good, glorious afternoon, and people know who this is for. Look. Okay. You almost made me regret reading that. I'm going to get you next time, though. Mia says, trying to give back pain. Even my glasses on. These are progressive lenses and shit. So I'm supposed to be able to see. This is the reading part. The reading glasses part is down here, and the far away part is here. But this screen is just somewhere between the near and far. I don't know. Okay. I can see better without them. God damn. All right, here we go. Trying to give back pain that was given to you doesn't work. At the end of the day, you're still hurting. Trying to do what they did them still hurts you in the long run. I have to agree with that. Mia says, that's why it's best to just walk away. But walking away isn't always easy. You have to make sure you are prepared for what comes with that. And she also says, if you're cheating with someone you want to be with, how could they ever trust you? If you did it with them, you'll do it to them. Not necessarily. No. You either have to accept that y'all went through extreme measures to be together, or y'all didn't. Like, if you cheated on somebody else to be with somebody else, then you have to have wanted to really be with the somebody else that you cheated in order to be with. If other than that, of course. Now, I'm not saying that you won't be suspicious of somebody that you cheated with, but you was also suspicious of the person that cheated on you, or that you was cheating on. you were suspicious of them too. Even people who haven't ever cheated on you. Just because a person never concretely gave you a reason to suspect that they was a little shady doesn't mean that you never suspected that they was a little shady. Sometimes people don't act in ways that gel with how you think that they should conduct themselves. So you might be looking at them from the side. You're going to give them the... Yeah, you might be giving them the side. You know, shoot. Until somebody puts you into a space where you are totally comfortable, then you have every right and reason to, you know what I mean, to check them at the door. Make sure that they show their ID every time they come through. Just like when you go to work and you got to swipe your ID in order to get in, they got to do it too. They got to do it too. They got to do it too. And just like at your job, when you leave your ID home and you can't swipe in order to go through the turnstiles or whatever, somebody at the job will identify you and let you in. Just like home, baby. But the job is for the money. At home is for the honey. And the money. Stacey White says, I would never go with my man's brother. Yeah, well, in a revenge cheating situation, I've seen some dirty, nasty, grimy shit when it comes to revenge cheating. And when it comes to cheating, even when it comes to loving, like I done seen some West Virginia looking type shit. I done seen some Tennessee looking shit. And I say West Virginia and Tennessee and Kentucky. You know that triangle right there. You know that Tennessee, West Virginia, Kentucky triangle. You know what I'm talking about. That's where the incest lives. And I done seen some people co-sign it. And they wasn't even from them three states. Like, they don't do that. They ain't supposed to do that in Mississippi. They ain't got no mountains like that. You know something about them mountains. Something about them Appalachian, baby. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Now, what we not going to do today is we not going to act like I'm the only one who ever seen some trifling, nasty-ass shit when it comes to cheating. Revenge cheating or nothing like that. We're not going to act like that. We're not going to act like I'm the only one who knows anything about that. We're not going to act like I'm the only one that's close to them situations or have been close to them situations. We're not going to do that. Now, I ain't saying that y'all got to say things that y'all don't want to say, reveal things that y'all ain't got no business revealing. I ain't saying that you got to snitch or even tell the truth. What I'm saying is we're not going to act like none of this material is new. Because ain't none of y'all under 40 years old. So y'all done seen a whole lot of shit that you wish you could unsee. You done heard a lot of shit that you wish you could unhear. And you done learned a whole lot of shit that you wish you could unknow. But you can't. But you can't. So, not me. Yeah, Stacey says I've seen some stuff. Yeah, I have too. A lot of times when I'm doing this show, it makes me remember shit that I hadn't thought about it in a long time. And a lot of that shit be like, I don't know how I stop thinking about this stuff. But you know how you stop thinking about it? When it gets replaced by other nasty ass shit that you have to deal with in real time. You know? So sometimes you got to go back in the mental Rolodex like, oh, yeah, I forgot how I had to wipe the maggots off my arm, legs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you know, like I done forgot the time I had a centipede on my forehead. Forgot. All right. Manifest Reality says at Mia, there are so many steps, so many steps, eating correctly, exercise, doing things alone, meditation, so that you can see for self what is right over the manipulation. And she also says, get yourself away from danger, from the danger. That's what getting to a comfortable place is. And it's not as easy to get to a comfortable place as people may try to make it seem. Getting comfortable means being free of danger. You can't be in danger and be comfortable at the same time. Can't do it. Emily says, it may not be that way, Omar, but you will always wonder about it. Yeah. If you're talking about what I think you're talking about, which I think is, trying to trust somebody that you cheated with in order to be together. Listen, you got to decide if you're going to be with somebody, you're going to be with them. You know what I mean? Like, but that's what we're talking about with this whole revenge thing, revenge cheating thing. Like, look, you either want to be with the person that you're with or you don't. That's it. There are a whole lot of people who are with people that they don't want to be with, and they're trying to deal with that. So they're making excuses. They ducking and hiding and being deceptive without even straight up lying. But the question that they need to answer for themselves is, do I want to be where I am? Do I want to be with who I'm with? Do I or don't I? Because if I don't, I need to stop fronting. And if I do, then I need to put all that other shit aside. Because I'm going to tell you like this, and I don't really care if anybody agrees with this or not. The reality is that I see is this. If you cheated with a person on a person to be with that person, then you better the fuck want to be with the person that you are cheating with. That's it. That's it. Because that needs to be your end game. That's your boss fight right there. Over here, I cheated on her. Over here, you cheated on him. I'm going to lose her, and you're going to lose him so we can be together. We better the fuck want to be together. Because that's it. You are my boss fight. That's it. I got them out of the way so we could be together. So, yeah, I might be looking like, I'm definitely going to recognize if you're taking the same kind of steps to be with somebody else as you took to get with me. But that's not what we was supposed to be doing. We were in agreement about the way that we had chosen to be together. We were in agreement about that. Now we better stay in agreement about it, because I'm going to definitely recognize if you are practicing that with somebody else. And the same thing with me. If I'm doing it with somebody else, then you're going to recognize it. Because that's what we had to do to be together. We either want to be together or we don't. Shit or get off the pot. But I'll be goddamn if I'm a cheat with somebody on somebody in order to not be with the person that I cheated with to be with on somebody else. So I know. All right. Mia says, don't forget Florida. They heavy on the incest in certain areas. But the thing about Florida is, most people that live in Florida ain't from Florida. They have a lot of transplants. They got a lot of transplants in Florida. Florida and California are two of those places. Those are those states where people come from other places to go there to become something else that they're not, or become what they want to be, but probably are not. So I don't trust Florida. I mean, most people that I know from Florida ain't from Florida. And the other people from Florida that I know moved from Florida. It's like New Yorkers. Like, I mean, you ain't got no New York accent. I'm not fucking with you. I'm like, nah, I need to hear you say talk instead of talk. If you ain't saying talk, I'm like, I what part of New York you from? Stacey White says, I'm keeping my halo over my head. Mm-mm. Well. Emily says, I know people that cheat, and it's not revenge cheating. They're just a hoe. His lady friend keep putting him out and taking him back. One day, he's not going to be able to go back to her. So, well, earlier in the show, I don't know if you was here, we was talking about revenge hoeing. Because, you know, a lot of women have said, a woman can do what a man can do. So he go out and be a hoe, I can go out and be a hoe. I can fuck a bunch of niggas and not feel no kind of way about it. I'm like, okay, that's what your mouth say. Let me see you do it. Because that man hoe, he going to go out and be with this one. That he might fuck a couple of chicks that day. That day, two or three chicks that day, and climb in the bed with his wife or his girl and sleep like a baby. He's got to sleep them nuts off. Wake up and fuck his wife. That's what the man hoe can do. Now, can the woman do that? Can she fuck two or three niggas that day? Like that's her job. Come home, lay in the bed with a man and let him climb on top of her too and sleep like a baby. More than likely, she ain't going to be able to do that because that ain't her deal. Her motivation for being a hoe ain't really real. And you can't be a hoe if you ain't a hoe. That's why, you know, the ghetto boy said, let a hoe be a hoe. You can't be a hoe if you ain't a hoe. A real one. You can't do it. So she'd fuck two or three niggas or just one nigga that she didn't really want to be with, come home and cry her goddamn eyes out alone. She ain't going to let a man see that. Cry her eyes out and ask God to forgive her and pray that she didn't get pregnant and all this old... Listen, man. Revenge hoeing is hard. You know, they say it's hard for a pimp. It's hard out here for a pimp. It's hard out here for a hoe. She got to do all the work, mental and physical. And it ain't easy. So the price that infidelity takes on your soul, the price that you have to pay for trying to be promiscuous when you're not. You know, like, I mean, when you think about it, just think about this in grown man terms. Imagine fucking somebody that you don't want to fuck in order to hurt somebody else. Like, I don't even want to go in there. I don't want to get undressed. I don't want to be touched. If you're a man, my dick don't want to get hard. It don't want to do it. I don't want to do this. But I'll be goddamn if she going to be fucking this nigga and that nigga and all that, and I'm not going to do nothing about it. But you got to let her know that you did it, nigga. You know what I mean? Because you probably feeling inadequate. That's how a nigga feels. You know what I mean? I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what no nigga tell you. If a nigga gets cheated on by his girl, he's going to immediately think that it's because she doesn't look at him like he's man enough or like his dick is trash. Dick is trash. He know it's trash. He know it's trash. He know it's been trash. And he was hoping and praying that she didn't take action. Like just that trash ass dick he been getting out. So he been giving out. So all of them nuts, all of them nights, all of them nuts, yeah. All of them nights that you climbed on top of your chick and you pumped 3-4 times. Okay, we're going to give it 50 times. I'm not trying to be hard on niggas. But you pump 50 times and boop. Because if you time pumping, 50 pumps comes pretty fast. It comes pretty fast. Now you can slow it down, and it might be beneficial for you to slow it down if you know that you are a fast comer. If you a quick nutter, you know, so it would behoove you to make more love than for you to fuck. And some niggas ignore all of that. But anyway, that's how a man feels. Like, she cheated with another man because she doesn't look at me like I'm man enough and I don't please her. Now, niggas would tell you all kinds of shit. But why you think that niggas always go to what they've done for a woman when he gets cheated on? I paid for everything. I took care of your kids that wasn't mine. I saved your mom house. I paid your rent. I got you up out of that. I got you up out of the projects. Got you up into a crib. You know what I mean? Your mom ain't had no microwave in the cribs. Y'all ain't even have a Foreman grill. I took care of that. You know what I'm saying? I held it down. A nigga will always go to what he did for a woman when she betrays him or when she steps out on him. One thing he'll never, ever want to admit about himself is that he was giving out some trash-ass dick and was not pleasing his woman. He's looking for an excuse for that. Like, shit, for all I did for you, you should look the other way. So, yeah, I bust off in 30 seconds, a minute or so, and didn't even recover and come back. Or when I did come back, all right, so the first nut was 30 seconds. The second nut was 90 seconds. You know what I mean? But, and that might not necessarily be the reason that she cheated on him, but he knows what he's been giving out. He knows. He ain't going to tell his friends like, yeah, you know, I ain't never really pleased her in bed, but you know what I mean? She didn't have to fuck another nigga. Shit, we got married. She knew I wasn't pleasing her when we was going together. A man ain't going to admit that to nobody except for himself. Oh, he'll admit it to himself. For the rest of the world, they're going to get the excuses. They're going to get everything I've done for you and you do me like that. Yeah. So it's a tough situation. So I'm saying all that to say that for him to revenge cheat, he's going to have to go to his woman, you know. And that's why I think it's one of the reasons. Excuse me. I think this is one of the reasons why niggas who revenge cheat, they want the current woman or their ex to know or see what their new girl look like. They got to. Really? On some real shit? I don't know about other men. I don't know about no other niggas. But no woman that I've ever dealt with, regardless of what happened to us, they never wanted me to see their next man. They hide that motherfucker like we were still together. But I ain't never, ever had no chick come to me like, look who I'm with now, oh. And I mean ever. I had to find out through other people. I had, you know what I mean? Like, people, you know, somebody had to come to me and be like, yo, you and such still together? I'm like, no, we broke up last year. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, I know why they asking me. I'm like, oh, okay. What you seen with her new, like, yeah, that's I'm not. She ain't presenting no. Nope. I never even got a description. You know? And all right, but anyway, yeah. But a man always wants his ex to see his new joint. Like, look, she finer than you. She got a better body than you. She blah, 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 blah than you. Blah, 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 blah than you. And she's a blah than you. And she got blah than you. He wants her to see. Because he knows that she better be prettier. She better have a better body. She better have a better job or career or with a better upside. Because he knows that she like, so you 30-second-ding her too. She ain't got no prize in you, nigga. You know what I mean? You can't hold a nut. You captain can't hold a nut. 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 Use a captain. Use a captain. Use a captain. Can't hold a nut. Hold up. Oh, hold up. Here comes the nut. Hold up. Hold up. Here comes the nut. You come faster than the bus come or the train come you come faster than the bus come or the train come. I ain't got to wait. I said you come faster than the Uber, faster than the Lyft. I don't care what she look like. What's the diff? You can't hold the nut and she going no. So I'm glad y'all together. Yo, this flow is on some other shit. It is crazy. I ain't worried about it, baby. You going to be back. You ain't blowing out no back. You going to be back. You ain't blowing out no back. You going to be back. Ain't blowing out no back. What's up with this nigga? Oh, yeah. What's up with that? Ha, ha. Not saying that there isn't any hurt on both sides. I'm not saying that. Not saying that. But revenge cheating ain't easy as people think it is. That's why revenge cheaters try to make it look like it was easy. And they try to get it over with fast. They want it to be a quick fix. Because the deeper you go into it, it get ugly. It get ugly. TK Wright says, that price is too high for me. TK Wright says, men will say that stuff even if she stepped out in revenge. Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, you know, I took care of home. How we got this house? How we got a 2-3 car garage? How I fixed, and speaking of the 2-3 car garage, look, I fixed that shit in the driveway. We had that stain in the driveway. I fixed that. I fixed it. I paid the cost to be the boss. You going to revenge cheat on me? Stacey said, you will make a song out of anything. Yes, thank you. That's kind of what I do. I make a song out of anything. You know why I make a song out of anything? Because I remember that when we were young, you know what I mean? Back when we were in preschool and elementary school, they made songs, you know what I mean? Because children remember things that they heard in a song, like Schoolhouse Rock. But guess what? Adults do too. They remember things that they hear in a song. But when my mixtape come out, you'll see. You'll see. You'll see. Stacey White says, the best revenge to do is improve yourself, better body. I'm not sure if that's the best revenge because it kind of goes against what revenge means. If you do something for yourself, I don't see how it's a revenge. I'm like, because you should have been doing better for yourself the whole time. I think. TK Wright says, in elementary and middle school, we beat on tables. Yes, we did, because we created and fostered the hip-hop era. Yeah, we made sure we terrorized. You know, the terror was something that we had to go through. Yo, do that. Beat on the tables and beatbox, too. Okay, cool. Carol Chamberlain says, we've been waiting on that for a couple of years so far. I need material. I need beats. It's coming. Dag. Emily, where Ansel at? Tell him look like CT. Tell him that his CD will be out soon. Carol says, I know Tacky. Guess we'll get it someday. Shut up. All of yous. We're about to end the show anyway. This has been going on way too long. I'm still tired. Emily says, it was taking so long, I had to step down as producer. Look like I may be back in business. Yeah, send me a beat. How about that? Just send me a beat. You know what I mean? Send me a beat. Give me a beat. Shout out to my nephew. He did give me the beat program. Let me just say, I don't want to learn how to be a producer. I just want the beats. I gotta produce. I ain't trying to be Kanye West. I don't want to write, rap, and produce. Yeah, I mean, I just want to rhyme. That's all. I just want to rhyme and have the beats be dope enough for me to, yeah, I mean. All right, we about to get up out of here, man. We about to do these birthday shout-outs. But y'all know, this revenge cheating situation, like I said, people try to make it look like it's easy, or they try to make it look like there is no price on their soul that has to be paid, but it really does. See, I mean, you know how they say what happens in the dark would eventually come to light. I put it in another way. I'm like, all I know is that you got to deal with what you got to deal with when you by yourself. That's why a lot of people avoid being by themselves. They don't want to have to deal with that shit. They don't want to have to deal with the horror that they feel of the things that they have done. You know what I mean? Sometimes being alone with your thoughts, and when your thoughts are negative, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. No, T. Carrie Wright. No, I don't want to have to do it. I do it because I don't have any other options. Y'all come through with the beat, and I'll just do the rhymes. The rhymes, baby, the rhymes. Do these birthday shout-outs. I don't have to put up with this crap. You know what I mean? I'll let y'all get to the rest of y'all day. You know, I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do Diallo. All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Farrah Martin, turning 65 years old today. And also Aaron Wilson, turning 54 years old today. And Philly Knockout, turning 50 years old today. And Christine Davis, turning 51 years old today. And Yannick Green, turning 36 years old today. And Nina Rao, turning 43 years old today. And Tim Perry, you know, the basketball player Tim Perry. Happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl, go get her, Elena Vanessa. My girl, Elena Vanessa, I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And this goes out to each and every one of y'all who shares his birthday on his glorious June 4th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Revenge cheating, they try to make it look easy, but are you ready? Are you ready for the price that you have to pay for your soul? You only get one soul out here. You know, so when you hear somebody talking about they sold to the devil, I think we play around with that phrase more than we really should. I think that may be more of a spiritual manifestation than people give it credit for. You have one soul. Now, your soul can be shaped and developed, but you don't get another one. It can be shaped and developed, but it can't be replaced. So when we're talking about trying to duplicate the negativity towards someone that has done you wrong in the way that they have done you, just expect for there to be some physical, emotional, and spiritual backlash. And I say physical, I don't mean that you're going to get into a fight. When I say physical, I mean the physical reactions that you're going to feel, you know, when your stomach, when you feel that nastiness in the pit of your stomach, that queasiness that you may feel from doing something that you consider to be disgusting, which might be cheating, which might be revenge cheating, you know. And we can't forget that lying comes along with cheating. And if you ain't a liar or a cheater and you trying to revenge cheat so you have to lie and cheat, soul power. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. I want to say that to all my brothers and sisters out there, do not discount the power and the help of therapy. Because when you start talking about the pain of somebody cheating on you and the feeling that you have of wanting to get back at them by doing the same thing that they did, you may need to get your head back in a better space. I'm not saying that you're crazy. Nobody who needs therapy is normally crazy. But we all need some help sometimes. And when we are in an isolated place where we feel that we are in a place where nobody else is there, it's not just an alone place, it's a lonely place. And nothing makes you feel more lonely than having a problem that nobody else seems to share or anyone else seems to be able to fix. That's the stuff that stress and depression is made of. And revenge cheating won't fix that. We're looking for it to be a quick fix. And don't get me wrong, I ain't saying that just take what somebody else has done to you like it's sweet. What I'm saying is take your time, calculate, and make a sound decision about what your next move needs to be. And make sure that your next move is your best move. We will be back tomorrow for another Daily Go Get-Emism show, 7 p.m. tomorrow. So make sure y'all come through. I want y'all to know that I really appreciate y'all coming through today. And peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. So, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.